welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our match preview for Arsenal against Aston Villa at the weekend. If you are new around here, a Villa fan, Arsenal fan, if you're enjoying this episode, make sure you are smashing a like. Let's have a like target. Let's go big. If you enjoy this episode, set you a challenge. If you enjoyed it, you have to smash a like. So we'll try and get to 1,000 likes. Subscribe to the channel if you are new and comment your thoughts in the comment section down below. So Arsenal against Aston Villa. It's going to be a tough game. Tough game for Villa. Hopefully, it's going to be a tough game for Arsenal. Unai Emery back at the Emirates. He's already beat him at the Emirates before with Villarreal. We've beat Arsenal this season. So Villa can gain a little bit of confidence going into this that we've already beat Arsenal this season. But, you know, don't get me wrong. This is going to be a very, very difficult game for Aston Villa. Arsenal under Mikel Arteta this season, they're brilliant. You know, they're playing great football. They're a brilliant side to watch. They're exciting. They are, you know, for a football fan like myself who enjoys football tactics, who enjoys watching the game played in a real controlling, aggressive, exciting, expressive way, then I really like this Mikel Arteta side. I think there's rotation in there. There's player rotation. There's intricate details within their system. They play great football. And it's great to watch as a neutral. You know, you're always entertained. There's some really good players in there. Absolutely think Odegaard is probably this season one of the best players in the Premier League. He's so good. He's ability to pick a pass is great. His weight on the passes is brilliant. His vision's brilliant. His finishing's great. You know, I think in the first leg, I was saying, like, well, the first game when we played them at Villa Park, that, you know, that penalty spot area where Odegaard picks up that space and can finish is great. Declan Rice, don't really need to talk about him because we all know how good Declan Rice is. But Kai Havertz as well, I think he's done really, really well. Really impressed with him. It feels like he feels at home at Arsenal. So, you know, all in all, their system's great. The way that they play, their fullbacks bomb on. And, you know, there's rotation, there's movement with Jorginho picking up a little bit of a deeper role. So we're going to go in depth. We're going to go and have a look at it. So Arsenal fans, I'm going to try and explain to Villa fans how you play, etc. So we've done these episodes quite a lot this season, and a lot of you have really enjoyed it when we go in depth on the opposition. I'm going to show you a lot of stats on Arsenal. I'm going to show you a lot of data on Arsenal. And then we'll do the Villa predicted lineup. So we'll have a real good look at how Villa can try and exploit this Arsenal side. It's going to be difficult for Villa, but as a Villa fan, I've got to look at ways in which I think Villa can try and, you know, get the best out of this game. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it's going to be a competitive game from a Villa point of view. I've picked an area where I think Villa can exploit Arsenal. So let's have a look at how we play and let's have a look at how we can go about doing things. So, like I say, if you are enjoying this episode, then smash a like. So, let's go. Let's get stuck into it then. So, the two sides we've got, Aston Villa are in the slow and intricate side, a little bit quicker than Arsenal. Arsenal are a little bit slower, getting more towards Man City's slow and intricate possession-based football. Villa are a little bit quicker, but probably don't keep hold of the ball as much as what Arsenal do. So we've got some graphics and we're going to try and have a little look at what the Arsenal system is all about, how they play, what are they trying to do. So Zinchenko last season was inverting quite a lot. Obviously last season they didn't have Declan Rice. So Zinchenko on that left was inverting, which was helping up make a two in midfield. This season a little bit different. We're starting to see the left back offer more width. The right back's offering width on there as well. Generally, you've got the left winger, you've got the right winger. And then on rotation, you've got Havertz, who's picking up space in and around here. We'll drop a little bit deeper. We'll rotate with Saka at times. So Saka's coming inside a little bit here. So it's full of rotation, full of freedom. The players are able to express themselves. And next up, we're going to have another image here of how you can see Jorginho picking up, getting on the ball. We've got Declan Rice, who's picked up a little bit more of an advanced position here. For me, I think Declan Rice is far better when he's in and around this area and he's not being that player that's having to pick up that ball to stay a little bit deeper. So I think Declan Rice is a lot better when Jorginho now is in this more defensive role, and I think it allows Declan Rice to get further forward. But again, you can see Zinchenko further forward, you can see Ben White. But then what that enables Arsenal to do is have full control, to have territorial advantage. If they are camped in the opposition half, then they've got the ball, they've got structure, they've got a territorial advantage. But generally, a little bit like what Man City will do, they will leave a two at the back. So remember this two at the back. We're going to get into this. So you've got Havertz here that's on the sort of half turn, ready to go. And that ball's going to be going over the top. So when Arsenal get into the opposition half with territorial advantage, with them set in their shape, they're a very, very difficult side to play against. Here we can see Jorginho picking up that deeper role. We've got Ben White, who's more advanced. And then we've got a central defender here. And I think we've got one that's going to be slightly off shot as well. We've got Havertz, who's picked up a position a little bit deeper. We've got Odegaard a little bit deeper as well. We've got Saka, who's coming in slightly more central as well, which will then allow Ben White to have more freedom to go out wide as well. Declan Rice, and then we've got off shot, we've got Zinchenko as well. So here you can kind of see what their shape's all about. But like I was talking about in the introduction of how expressive and how much freedom that they've got, we've got Odegaard picking up a little bit of a deeper role here. We've got Havertz being deeper as well. We've got Saka coming inside. So there's full-on rotation. So that's why they're so difficult to play against this season. So in a nutshell, that's similar to what they're pretty good at with the ball. Again, we've got a goal against Brighton where cutbacks, Odegaard getting into those areas. That's Odegaard's space. So we've got to really watch out for that. You know, there's not too many players that are in the box here, but they managed to score from it. So, you know, you look at Brighton's shape here and you're thinking, okay, they're pretty set. You know, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, about 6 players in the box, and Arsenal have still got the creativity and their skill to punish a side. So, yeah, very, very good. Very, very good side. One area that Arsenal are very, very good at, and an area that worries the living daylights out of me, is Arsenal set pieces. They are very, very good at set pieces. They are very creative. You can see here that they've gone to take the free kick. The Arsenal players will then go back in their line and then they take the free kick. So it's all about dislodging the opposition line, making sure that it's very difficult. So here we've got an opportunity that Gabriel just about misses, but it's great. You know, creativity on set pieces. Villa are very creative on set pieces as well, but Arsenal are just on another level. They're scoring loads of goals from set pieces, and Aston Villa are conceding loads of goals from set pieces as well. So here we've got the expected goals against from set pieces. So we've got currently Arsenal have conceded 5 set piece goals this season. Set piece shots have had 58, Liverpool 89, and they've conceded 7. Man City have had 60 and conceded 2. Spurs 129 and they've conceded 10. Aston Villa 98 and conceded 14. So this is a big, big worry for me at the minute, is our defending from set pieces. And coming up against Arsenal, it's going to be an even bigger worry. And Arsenal are just absolutely fantastic from not conceding from set pieces. And Villa are just conceding too many chances. We're allowing opposition teams to have free headers and we're not marking, and it's just not great. So it's a bit of a worry for me at the minute. We've got goals from set pieces now. So Arsenal are the highest in the Premier League with 18 goals scored from set pieces. Villa on 13. So Villa scoring it from set pieces is pretty good. It's just at the other end that we're not marking, we're not defending well, we're not aggressive. So this is an area in this game that I am a bit worried about. So Villa, we've got to make sure that we are switched on, we are aggressive, we are just concentrating and not giving away easy goals. Because if you go here now and we have a look at the goals scored, You know, they're at 18, and you're talking about a team that are at the top end of the league, conceded five, and fine margins. Like, a lot of us will look at Arsenal, we'll look at Man City, and we'll look at teams, and we'll think, God, why they're so good with the ball. They're so creative. They can carve you open at will. But fine details win your titles. Fine details win your trophies. Fine details will be the difference. And if you're a team that, you know, Arsenal, fantastic, Man City, absolutely amazing from open play. But if they've also got the advantage of being really good from scoring and defending against set pieces, you know, those are the small details that will win you a title. So from a Villa point of view, we've really got to make sure now we're switching on from these set pieces, because to give away these goals, and they might be cheap goals, you know, they're goals where you can have battered a team for 90 minutes and you're conceding from a set piece. Villa against Lille, played okay, you know, we did okay, but they've scored off a free header. You know, if you're going to give sides free headers, then you deserve to be conceding goals, in my opinion, because it's poor, poor defending. So fine margins, I want Villa to fix up on our set pieces and be a lot better from defending against set pieces then. So here we've got a graphic now. You all love this graphic. And this graphic shows the two teams' styles in comparison then. So the blue is where Aston Villa and Arsenal are dominant with the ball per game. So where are Arsenal and Villa dominating games? The grey are contested areas, and the red is where the opposition teams get most of the ball. So Arsenal, possession-based football team, get most of the joy going forward. They're getting joy out wide and out wide on that left-hand side. Little bit in the middle is where the opposition sides are being able to have a little bit more of the ball against Arsenal. You look at it from a Villa point of view, so we'll be attacking the opposite direction now. So Villa are tending to get more possession up until the halfway line. So if you're looking at the two teams, Villa should be getting a little bit of joy going into that area against Arsenal. Villa, again, should be having a little bit of joy against Arsenal on that right-hand, on our left-hand side, so with Moreno attacking on that left-hand side and with Bailey on that opposite side as well. So at the flanks, Villa might be able to get a little bit of joy against Arsenal, and Villa have got contested areas, and then the red is where the opposition are getting more of the ball against Aston Villa as well. So I just wanted to highlight and show you those areas. So Villa out wide, hopefully can get some joy against Arsenal. Here we've got the average positions against Brighton. So I've chose to go with the Premier League one, the Premier League game, and not the Bayern Munich game. So I just think you'll get a better comparison here anyway. So here we've got their average positions against Brighton. You can see their shape of their team. So you can see that the two at the back, what I spoke about earlier. So this area can be exploited from a Villa point of view. You've got Zinchenko high, you've got Ben White high, and then you've got that midfield 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, midfield 5/6 of what you'll generally see from a Man City. Man City go with that sort of five, that front five, and Arsenal do something very, very similar. So I really just wanted to highlight and show you their average positions against Brighton, which will allow me to show you an area which I think Villa can potentially exploit Arsenal. So this was the game against Brighton of Zinchenko's position. So you can see Zinchenko's position here. So I'm just going to show you this here now. So you can see Zinchenko is attacking that in that direction. So his heat map is pretty good inside that area there, and defensively doing pretty good work as well. So that was against Brighton. Now I'm going to show you Kivior against Bayern Munich. So look at Kivior's heat map compared to Zinchenko against Brighton. You can see that he's being trapped in this area here. So you can see the two players, the two defenders that are going to be the two that stay back. And if you can contain and stop this left back from getting forward and exploit the left back, This is the area for me that I want to see Villa really doing some work and exploiting. We can see that Ben White on the opposite side will get offer a lot of width and will be really aggressive and attack that final third. So that's what Ben White will be doing. But two players against Bayern Munich that really stopped Kivior getting forward were Leroy Sané on the right-hand side, and we've got Kimmich. So Kimmich, again, was that player that was stopping Kivior from being in that advanced role. And I think if Villa can do something similar at the Emirates and really try and exploit this left-back, that's the area that Villa hopefully can hurt Arsenal. So that's my little tactical analysis on how Villa can get some joy and really try and exploit Arsenal's team. Right, so now let's go to the tactical pad and we'll do my Villa predicted lineup and we'll have a little look at some of the battles and where we can sort of try and show you that in a little bit more detail. So we know Konsa is going to be playing at right back. Pau Torres is going to be playing in centre half. We are then also going to have Diego Carlos in there. So for me, I think my lineup is pretty similar to the lineup that played against Lille. Not really too much rotation. We went strong against Lille. We're going to have to go strong again to get something from this. But I think there are going to be a couple of little changes. And I'm going to try and show you two different alternate lineups on how we can balance this midfield with Douglas Luiz being out as well. My left back is going to be Luka Dean. I think he's a little bit more defensively aware. And I think he can try and contain Saka a little bit more than what Moreno can. So, middle of the park, we've got options. Not many options, but we've got a couple of options. I'll try and put the rest of the team in first. Some players that are definitely going to play. So we've got Watkins, he's definitely going to play. Right, so here are my options. We've got Tielemans will go in there. We'll have McGinn. We'll have another option of, we'll bring in Iribunum as well. Just so we can gauge where we're going to go with the midfield two. And then I'm going to show you the options of where my thinking's at, right? So we can either go with McGinn double pivot and Youri Tielemans replacing Douglas Luiz. I think that is a safe option. But then what that enables us to do is potentially go with the RB through there. We're going to have Leon Bailey playing as well. And we'll have a Morgan Rogers on the left. So Morgan Rogers and Bailey. So it could potentially look something similar to that. For me, I want us to hit this team hard. I want us to be counter-attacking, aggressive, pacey, dynamic. With Watkins, Diaby and Bailey attacking this area that I've spoke about, where I think we can get some joy here. Exploit that with pace, power, and be dynamic on the counter-attack because we are going to have to sit in. So against Man City, what we saw was Aston Villa sitting in a narrow shape. We sat in with this 4-4-2 shape, which the 4-4-2 shape is the best shape in football, in my opinion, to counteract what Arsenal are going to try and do. So if we're going to go with, say, a Ben White offering width there, we're going to have maybe a little bit of a Zinchenko vibe out there as well. I'm happy for a Zinchenko or a Ben White or a Saka to have space out there because we've got phases of play that we're going to be able to deal with things. A little bit like against Man City, I was happy for Grealish, I was happy for Doku to have that shape out there and for Villa to contain this middle area. A little bit like what Arsenal did against Man City. That's something that I can see Aston Villa trying to do the opposite way around. We play 4-4-2. This is how we play. This shape is not different to Aston Villa. And I can see us trying to defend that 18-yard box area. Then, balls over the top. Boom, boom, boom. We've got players that can try and exploit when Arsenal are territorially set in their shape. So those are the areas that I think we can really try and exploit them. But with this, we've got an area of the Rodgers vibe on that left-hand side. Is that area going to be strong enough? And are we good enough defensively to be able to play this shape and get something from the game? The opposite area, which I think we could maybe mix it up a little bit, would be to have Irabunum in the double pivot. Then that would enable McGinn to go on the left and Tielemans to play in that sort of Douglas Luiz role. And I think, to me, does this look a little bit more defensively sound? When we've got McGinn and Tielemans in the double pivot, does it weaken us elsewhere? That is my question to you guys at home as well. All valid points. Irabunen started away at Man City. He can start in this game as well. But I just think with McGinn in this area, with Saka helping out on that side as well, there's a lot of decent balance to this. And if we are going to go attacking with Diaby and with Bailey at the same time, do we need to have that little bit more structure in central midfield with an Irabunum and then McGinn on that opposite side as well? So those are all valid options. For me, I think I prefer it looking more like this. I think this is where I would go, because we can have Tielemans can be picking passes a little bit further forward as well. We've got McGinn who can be ratting around these areas, Irabunum in there as well. And then these players can come out and help out defensively as well. So I wanted to go a little bit more tactically on this episode and try and get stuck into it and have a real good look at both sides. So I think I've done it. If you've enjoyed it, then smash a like, subscribe, etc. So finally, we'll have a look at some of the head-to-heads as well then. So, you know, it's not great reading from a Villa point of view. 57 games played, 31 total wins for Arsenal, 17 at home, 14 away. Villa have only got 6 away wins. We've got 6 home wins as well. So this season, they're first, we're fifth. They've won 22. They've lost 4. We've won 18, lost 8. We are scoring 2.06 per game. They're scoring 2.42. We're conceding 1.5. They're conceding 0.77. So they're conceding less than 1 a game. 14 clean sheets for Arsenal, 7 for Villa. Chances created per match, and we're both pretty similar, to be fair. Form guide, not so great from Villa. Looks really good from an Arsenal point of view. So I think I've got through everything that I really wanted to get through. Tactically, wanted to have a good look at it. I love doing these episodes. I've really tried this season to sort of push myself a little bit with tactical episodes and try and showcase how teams are going to play. If any of you were watching the Lille game, you will know that I got it pretty much bang on, to be fair. You saw their midfield too. You saw Haraldsson on that left-hand side helping out their left winger. And I got it pretty much bang on, to be fair. And you know, fair play to me. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, so I'm trying to go a little bit more tactically. I'm trying to, you know, we create a lot of content and I want to create different types of content, each episode completely different, and try and push myself on what I'm talking about on these episodes as well. So hopefully a lot of you are enjoying them and you're gaining something from it, maybe, etc. So really love it. So big game, going to be difficult. I think it's going to be difficult for Villa to get something from this game. So at best, I think we can draw the game. I want it to be an erratic game. I want it to be chaotic for Arsenal. I think if this game can get into a chaotic state, then, and I'm talking about counter-attacking, balls over the top, Villa having runners exposing their defence, then I think Villa have got a real good chance of upsetting that Arsenal rhythm. And I just hope that we can just get something from this game. So we've got the opposition preview out tomorrow with Alex from The Different Knock. Real good insight into Arsenal as well. So you've got that coming tomorrow as well. So cheers, everyone. If you're enjoying the content, up the Villa. Score prediction for me, 2-2. I'm going with a 2-2. Villa fans, Arsenal fans, if you've enjoyed it, smash a like, subscribe to the channel, up the Villa.